Good morning, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I am Emma L on Audioboo. Welcome along. You join me here on a Thursday morning. It is, let me see, I should have known this. I was trying to find out the date. It is the 22nd of September, and it's approaching 5:40 in the morning, and you'll probably hear my alarm go off in 2 seconds. I had a panic attack when I woke. I knew I had to get up for work, obviously, and I reached over and I thought, well, I thought I had my phone on. I thought I had it on the radio because I ran my radio ran out of batteries, and I thought I had that on. And next of all, I realised that the phone had basically turned itself off because I didn't put it on charge last night. So, panic then ensued, and anyway, I was like, oh God, I'm gonna have to turn it on. So I turned it on, and of course I had to plug it into the charger. I was thinking, God, what time is it? Please don't tell me I've missed the bus, I'm gonna be late. And thankfully, because I knew it was still dark, and normally it's still dark when the alarm goes off. So I was a bit panic stuck, but all's well that ends well, and I didn't miss it. I actually woke up before the alarm, which was okay because I thought to myself, well, that's all right. I was happy once I didn't miss it. So anyway, I've also noticed that Audioboo have released their pro version of their app. And it's now offering 30-minute record time for those that need more than, is it used to be 5 minutes? I think now they may have changed the default to 3 minutes. I mean, 3 minutes is very short on Audioboo. So yeah, so if you are interested in Audioboo, they have a pro version of their app. Now you can pay, I think it's 60 euro or I mean 60 pounds a year. And you can get like 30 minutes of record time. Now, I'm sure they offer more than just 30 minutes. Let me see, I'll go back to the Audioboo website page. And seemingly, it's 60 year includes tax. You get enhanced iTunes categories. And you can post to Facebook fan pages with your Audioboo. So that's interesting. So seemingly they must have changed the default ones. So yeah, so that's Audioboo Plus, and if you want a 30-minute record time, that's what it could offer you. So yeah, so here we go. So I'll go back to my recording, and it's a Thursday morning, as I said, and I'm looking forward to the weekend, and I'm really tired actually. I just feel still, so tired. It's funny actually when you talk about being tired, you automatically yawn. What's that about? I don't know. I think the tiredness and the yawning just go hand in hand, and I thought to myself then when I woke, okay, I'll just get up because it's approaching the time I'm gonna get up, and I may as well just get up anyway. So I have to straighten my hair because it looks like a bit of a poodle-ish look to it. So I'll do that in a minute. In the meantime, we'll look at the news to see if there's anything worth reporting. On the BBC Football News, Hargreaves scores in Man City win. So he had a fabulous goal, and he played 57 minutes, and he didn't get injured. Inter have sacked their boss after 5 games. Crazy. And we'll go to the Irish Independent to see what they have to offer us in a form of news. So seemingly there was a missing American tourist, Catherine Jones, I think was her name. She disappeared without trace last Saturday, and she's been found alive in County Donegal. Great news. The lotto is going to hit 10.5 million. Crazy, 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 crazy. A mother who hid her son for 2 years in bitter custody dispute pleads guilty, escapes jail. Seemingly, a 6-year-old American boy went missing in 2007, was hidden behind a wall in his grandmother's house in a bitter custody battle, which is rather sad. But it can just show you what these little kids have to do. Yeah, what else is happening? The Jeremy Kyle Show at Centre of Miscarriage of Justice Claim and Murder Trial. An episode of the Jeremy Kyle Show is at the centre of a miscarriage of justice claim after a guest appeared to contradict evidence she gave at a murder trial. So that's very sad, isn't it? So that's about the news. There really isn't much happening, and you know it's all negative. Negative, negative, negative. And if we wanted a bit of an escapism, we'll go to the Sun. Sun.co.uk. Let's see what the Sun have to say. Will's pal whipped squaddy. Okay, not very good. And Judge Gary humiliated. Tone deaf Sari in scene cut by X Factor bully show. X Factor in a lot of trouble, a lot of trouble, a lot of trouble. Seemingly, Troy Davis in America, who was a death row inmate, was killed last night. So, now let me see, that's about it. And David Beckham is in a pair of long johns. Do we really need to see David Beckham in a pair of long johns? But maybe he's trying to make them sexy again. And over on the Daily Mail, I actually like reading their celeb stuff. So, yeah, let's have a look here. They've got these girls actually in Cardiff, I think. And God Almighty, they're showing their underwear. They're showing their sickness. Some are being sick. Some are being writing on their legs. You can see their underwear. Oh my God. Lacey Turner is in a bikini, and she said Cheryl Lloyd has had a Twitter death threat. I mean, some people just go so far, and just not much really, to be honest. So yeah, so always good to have a read, you know, see what's going on, and not much, to be honest. So there we go, and I presumably have bored you enough. I've nearly gone on 8 minutes. So have a great Thursday, and I'll talk to you all really soon. Love you guys. Bye.